Well, I've three areas really that I want to focus on for the year. The first one is around Project Ireland 2040. That's a great announcement for Sligo last Friday, that we're going to be a regional growth centre. We are about 10 years behind compared to the rest of the country. So in terms of my vision, we really have to very quickly get some of these actions that have been announced in play really quick, because we've got to catch up. So that will be a big focus for me. The second area really is tourism. A huge passion for tourism. Our visitor numbers north of a line above Galway are still very poor compared to the rest of the country. So we've got to get out there and really promote Sligo, promote the Wild Atlantic Way. That's been sold all over the world. We need to use that brand as businesses here in Sligo. I need to do it within my own business. We all do. So tourism would be a big passion of mine. And the third area then is collaboration. And as I said last night at the handover, networking and collaboration between all of the agencies, all of the businesses, was what got us the status of the Regional Growth Centre. And we just have to be as positive as possible and keep that collaboration going. If we didn't come together as a team, we wouldn't have got that big announcement last Friday.
And your own background, you are a business consultant with First Western.
Yes.
So I believe you're responsible. You do a lot with tourism.
We do, yes. We manage all of Fáilte Ireland's training for them nationally. So we have a business, there's five of us employed all together. We're based out in Riverstown. And we supply a suite of training to Fáilte Ireland. We have been doing so since 2008. And we do that well, and we're very happy with that. We also supply training into Diageo. And we do a range of other projects. We work with the agencies and local authorities in a private capacity as well. Yeah, so that's what we do.
And I know in the town area in particular, there's a concern always about jobs. I know we heard earlier this month about the potential closure of Next later this year. And people are just worried that, particularly in the retail sector, it seems that maybe Sligo town is a little bit fragmented and there's not a... Is that something that's of concern?
Of course it's of concern. I mean, I suppose the Chamber of Commerce is all about supporting businesses, Indigenous businesses. The Indigenous businesses are so important. They are here, they're local, we want to sustain them, we want to grow them. And that's what our focus in the Chamber is always about, is that continuous lobbying to put short-term actions in place out of Project 2040 to make sure we get more people coming to live in Sligo, more people setting up businesses in Sligo, more people coming in then to work here in Sligo, so that they go into town then and they shop and they keep our Indigenous retail businesses open, our cafes, our restaurants, and that's what it's all about, and that's what we're about in the Chamber.